Fassi, I really want to thank you for giving me this chance. How was it, okay?
It was great. You were wonderful. We didn't have one fight.
Oh, thanks. Do you think maybe I can sing next weekend?
Anytime you want.
Oh, good. Well, let's talk money then.
Okay, you owe me $6 for the pizza order.
I gotta get an agent.
Sing some Italian songs. I'll give you extra cheese on your pizza.
Man doesn't understand the word money.
Oh,
well,
come
on. Hey.
Terrific. Put baby into shame.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You were so good, in fact, that we want to ask you a favor.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
You ask him. You used to go out with him.
I know that's what you should. All right.
Inka dink, a bottle of ink, the cork fell out and you stink. Why do I always lose at this? Carmine, you know a lot about show business, right?
Are you kidding? I once met Eddie Fisher.
Oh, really? And just what was his excuse for breaking Debbie's heart?
Oh, well, I really didn't know him that well. I gave him the towel, he gave me the quarter, that was it.
I don't want to hear this. Look, here's the skinny. Next week is the Shots Brewery talent show, and Shirley and I are going to audition.
And we're going to ask a professional to help us.
You don't need a professional, I'll help you.
We meant you.
Oh, yeah.
Important to us because just between the three of us, for the last several years, we've been turned down.
Oh, who turned you down?
Gloria Lubitz. She hates our guts.
Well, she hates Laverne's guts. She's jealous of me.
How come she hates you?
Oh, well, it's not worth going into.
Oh, not worth going into. Go on. You were so proud of it at the time.
Well, a couple of years ago, Gloria started telling everyone down at the brewery that I was easy. So, one day I snuck into a lunch pail and I glued a cheese to the white bread.
Let's get down to work. Okay, what do you got to show me?
We'll do the slow one. One, two, three.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows.
horses. No good. It's got no movement. It's got nothing.
Oh, well, we also do it standing on our heads and using our legs as motion.
No good. Nobody wants to pay $3.50 to see feet. Oh. Okay, you got a fast tempo? Let me hear the fast one.
Yes, now, well, this is a Harry Belafonte tune. It's a calypso number, so don't let it throw.
Oh, that's got possibilities. Some possibilities in that one. A little fast, Dan.
Did you know? Got it?
I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I have to leave a sailor boy in Kingston Town. Down at the
You said calypso. You're supposed to have fun. You're supposed to move a little.
This is a move.
That's charades.
Well, Carmine, that's why we ask you here to help us. Help us. What do we do?
I can help you. Now, listen. Now, the calypso, when you do the calypso, you're supposed to have fun. You show some excitement. You're supposed to show romance and sex.
We don't do that.
Well, come on now. Look, the calypso comes from the tropics, see? So you gotta think jungle. Jungle, you gotta think excitement. You gotta get it hot and excited. Let me see you move your hips. Can you move your hips a little? Move your hips a little. Churn your hips.
No,
you don't churn like you're churning butter. Churn like you're in the jungle. That's it. Now you're in the jungle. You're hot. You're excited. Let me hear the sounds of the jungle. Let me hear you sing now. Sing!
I believe for every golden rain that falls, a flower grows.
Quiet! Attention, please. Everybody off stage, listen to. Hi, everybody. I'm Gloria Lubitz. I'm an ex-Rockette, and I know show business. Okay, now when I point to you, state your name, job, and talent. Last name first name last, and middle initial, if any. Okay, let's start with number one.
That's us. Come on, stand up.
I'm number one. Squidman, musician, Andrew, truck driver. No middle initial.
What are you gonna do for us today? Drive your truck?
Low blow.
I tell you where we're gonna park it, son.
We're a musical combination, Lenny and the Squig Tones. I'm Lenny.
And I'm the Squig Tones.
Look, can we get on with this?
Yes. All right, we can get on with it. Testing.
Over here.
This song is called Star-Crossed.
Star-Crossed, and it's dedicated to Joanne, and she knows who I am.
I live on the north side. She lives on the west. The west is the worst side. The north is the best.
Drunk. Her fat is a punk.
But I know that our love could be real.
But we're star-crossed. We're like Romeo and Juliet. Star-crossed. She just don't belong in my social set.
But I know that someday.
Free.
Oh. It's a sin. We'll throw each other in.
And we'll be free.
Whoa.
Play it warm and mellow, Squiggy.
When do we go on tomorrow night?
4 a.m.
Wait a minute. The show will be over by then.
Exactly. However, Leonard, I like the way you play. I can use you Leonard. With some of the other acts.
Oh, yeah. Hey, terrific.
You traitor.
Listen, show business is like a lifeboat, Squiggy. Only the talented women and children survive.
What does that make me?
Okay, number two. Where's number two?
Here we are, number two.
Surely, bottle capping.
Yes. Oh, it's you. What are you gonna try this year?
Something professional.
Yeah, this year we move our feet and everything.
Whenever you're ready.
Ready?
Ready. Hit it!
Okay, look, the juggler won't do it and see you.
Are we interrupting anything here?
No, that's all right. I'll just talk louder.
Well, we haven't finished yet.
Wanna bet? Okay, number three, let's go. Give her a downbeat, okay?
A downbeat? You want a downbeat? I'll give you a downbeat.
She make a fool out of us.
Yeah, but at least you did something about it. I mean,
what? I went on a person's arm.
Yes, why did you do that rather strange thing?
The first thing I thought of. But I just thought of a second thing that's even better. I'm gonna get her.
Oh, yeah? What are you gonna do? Give her another raspberry?
No.
Tweak her nose?
No. Little something up my sleeve. There's the little beauty. Okay, here I go.
Wait a minute, Laverne.
What?
Do me a favor, will you? Let me handle this.
You?
Ha! Missed, excuse me, I didn't mean it, Feeny.
That's right. I am sick and tired of being a good sport. I am sick and tired of being everybody's doormat. From now on, nobody wipes their feet on Shirley Feeny. Laverne, my coat. My coat! I am going to give her such a tongue-lashing, she is going to have to put us in that show. A new day is a-dawning for Shirley Feeny. And Laverne, when the fur starts to fly, you just stand behind me. I am going to make Gloria Lubitz rue the day she was ever born.
Now try it.
I am going to make Gloria Lubitz rue the day she was ever born.
Much better, much better.
No, I ain't gonna play my clarinet with a bunch of jerks dancing behind me.
A while ago, you were begging to be in the show. Now I'm offering you a chance to be the finale. You're gonna get a lot of laughs, Squiggy.
It's beneath my dignity. If I want to be laughed at, I can do it in the privacy of my own home. Good day.
Hey,
No, Wilbur, hey, come on, don't worry. You're still gonna do the finale. I've just gotta find an act that you and the boys can ruin.
We already blew $10 on costumes.
Oh, no, 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 no pouting. Come on. No, no, everything's gonna be all right. Come on now.
All right, let's start blowing up the balloons.
Good, good, that's the spirit, good. Oh, come on, I wanna rehearse my opening, okay? Give me the fans or whatever to do. True story. This gorilla walks into a bar and says,
Lubitz, I want a word with you.
I'm busy.
Gloria, I'm not going to mince words. I am demanding that you put Laverne and me in the show or else.
Look, I... Oh, all right. You can be in the show. In fact, I'm going to make you the finale.
The finale?
Yes, you can go on right after the man who plays his eyes. Now listen. Go home and rehearse. Rehearse really good, okay?
You did it! You're amazing! We're in the finale! Oh, we better go home and finish the costumes. I told you we should have finished those costumes.
Why? We weren't going to be in the show. Look, we've got to go tell Wilbur and the boys the finale is set. We've got a couple of real suckers. I'll teach that bimbo to glue my sandwiches.
Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, you'll never know how sad it makes me. Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry.
For those multi-talented little bottle cappers, Laverne and Shirley!
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip.
You guys all set?
Yeah, do the girls know anything?
Not a thing. Get ready.
Want some root beer? How about some chocolate milk? Mmm. Chocolate milk, huh?
Look, I know how you're feeling. Only when you're this upset do you turn to Boo Boo Kitty.
Gloria Lubitz. I've got a good mind to ring her doorbell and run.
Yeah, that'll get her.
Boy, all that time I thought I'd bowled her over, only to find out it was a cheap trick.
Yeah, but you opened your mouth. At least you stood up to her.
Whoa, and look where it got us. A chance to make fools of ourselves on stage. Didn't you feel foolish? Didn't you feel used? Humiliated?
I liked it. I liked it. It was fun. They were laughing.
Oh, they were laughing. They were laughing at us, not with us. There's a big difference, Laverne.
But they were laughing. Didn't you see them? They were bouncing in their seats, Cheryl. I mean, and that fat lady, she was rolling in the aisles there. And that other guy, his teeth just fell right out of his mouth. And Perry Tasky, he just took off his toupee and started waving.
I guess it was rather amusing, wasn't it?
Oh, they were having a ball.
Yeah. People laugh at the silliest things, don't they?
Yeah. Next year, let's really do something silly.
Like what?
Get the pillows.
The pillows! Oh!
Go ahead. Set?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, now help me.
No, I'm <sorry. laughs>
One, two, three.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows.
Entertainment, and we're going to start it off by having you meet a fellow you all know and like, a guy from the neighborhood, a former fighter, a former dancer. He was good in both fields, but I think he's best as a singer. So I'd like to present Carmen Ragusa and the Ragusas.
You know I'd go from rags to riches. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Love is all that ever matters. My fate is up to your